What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. It's a little bit of a slow news week, so we decided what better thing to do than to set the world on fire and make everyone's feelings hurt, because feelings matter and words are important. We talk about AOC being a moron, we talk about Joe Biden being a little handsy, and whether or not violent gang members are in fact animals. We hope you enjoy this episode, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the Dear America podcast.
Hey! Hello!
What's up?
What's up, guys?
Oh, what's up?
Not much.
What's up, guys?
Not that much.
Chilling.
What's up, guys?
Oh, my. Okay, moving forward.
I'm being AOC.
Oh.
Wait. AOC a little bit like this, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah. No, that's definitely
That's not
better.
What it was. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, AOC is, of course, in the tabloids for basically thinking that black people are stupid, right? Like, that's what it is. Like,
wait.
She thinks that black people are dumb, and that's the way that's
she has
the
to
way,
talk down to
that's
him.
The way that it goes. So basically, AOC over the weekend had a I guess like a summit meeting or something, and she sounded kind of like this. See if I can make this work for you guys here.
It's kind of, this is what organizing looks like.
Yeah,
this is what building power looks like. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This is what changing the country looks
preach
like.
It girl,
it's when we choose to show up and occupy the room.
Okay, I can't listen to it anymore.
It
all right.
So bad.
So this chick is from, she claims she's from the, I can't talk. She claims she's from the Bronx, but she's from, what is it, Westchester? Winchester? What? It's not Winchester. Westchester?
Mm.
I don't even know.
It's not the South.
She's not from the Bronx, okay? And so she goes in and she's speaking to a predominantly black audience, and she finds it appropriate to change her voice. And then it leads people to wonder, what if me, myself, a white dude, goes in there and it's just like, yo, what up? I can't even
do it. It's so bad.
I can't even do the voice. All right, moving off of that topic, because she's not even worth the time. Jake, how was your weekend, Jake?
My weekend was awesome. Minus getting sciatica.
I was going to say, you're in pain, though.
Jake,
poor grandpa.
Jake has a bad butt nerve.
That's awesome. Yeah, it kind of sucks, honestly. It's hard to walk, but I'm here, committed to this podcast, so.
And he's such a gentleman, because he even hobbled, because I left my key to the office, and I had to knock on the door, and he came in hobbling.
He was Quasimodo in it to the door when I tried to
come
in.
I did that. I'm a nice guy.
Alyssa, I don't need to ask you how your weekend was, because you were with me, so it was awesome.
Always, baby.
However, I want to talk to you guys really quick. First of all, everybody, thank you for joining in to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. We debuted again in the top 20 last week, and that is 100% because of you.
Thank you.
So we just wanted to say thank you. And if you're listening, make sure that you subscribe and you rate us. I would love to get 1,000 ratings in the first month of this podcast.
That'd
and with
awesome.
Your help, we can make that happen. But moving on, this was this kind of a slow news week. There was a couple things going on. So I figured, what better way when it's a slow news week than to make everyone upset. So speaking of everyone being upset, I upset a lot of people just yesterday, and I'd like to talk about it.
Okay.
So I made a video talking about the grandmother delivering her own granddaughter.
You cannot get over that story. Okay. He was laughing all weekend about this.
I was super excited about it, but I wasn't surprised. I knew that a lot of people would get upset and have a problem with it. So I want to address it. So a lot of people came at me, and people love to pull the Graham, you're supposed to be a Christian. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
That's what they sound like, right?
Exactly.
So a lot of people are going, for someone who's pro-life and anti-abortion, you're such a bigot and a hypocrite for being upset about this. First of all, I wasn't upset about it. You know, let's be honest. I was poking fun at it because it's hilarious, okay? If you can't find the humor and the irony between a mom taking her daughter-in-law's egg and her son's sperm, putting it inside her 61-year-old uterus and giving birth to her own granddaughter, we can't be friends. Because that is hilarious.
That's pretty weird.
Period.
Pretty
so
weird.
One of my favorite things was somebody was going, she goes, I'm raising my hand as a proud surrogate for a gay couple, and I couldn't be happier. And my first comment back was, are you related to them? And she goes, no. And then she goes, but you're obviously uneducated because you don't know how many people use family members as surrogates because it's so expensive. Again, I'm not arguing that. There's no bigotry, no hatred involved. Hey, you want to be gay? You want your mom to be the surrogate? Cool. Good for you. But if you can't admit that there was about 8,947,342 different ways you could have gone than keeping it so in the family like that, you're an idiot, and you have no sense of humor, and you need to grow up, right?
Were they from the South?
No, they were from Nebraska, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, the point is, show me a place in the Bible where Jesus doesn't have a sense of humor. I'll wait. I'm just saying, as Christians, we can't point out things that are... I have nothing else to say. It's as simple as that. People get mad over situations, okay? And this is going to be the viral part of the clip. Here we go. You ready? People come at me or they attack other people in regards to their faith or their views on pro-life or pro-choice. They go after you because they project their own insecurities of their own stance
that's
on
right.
you.
That's right.
So they feel like because you're poking fun at something, that's not condemning. Poking fun at something isn't condemning. You're simply just saying, hey, this is hilarious. And then they get mad because they're insecure little babies. And deep down, they're not thoroughly entrenched in their own beliefs. So they project their own insecurities upon you. Drop the mic. I'm done. I'm not taking down the video.
Boom.
Bam.
Let me know. Hashtag Dear America. Let me know how much you hate me after that. moving on, Jake.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
More funny stuff.
Yay.
So this company released a new condom. Right? Have you heard about this?
No.
It requires four hands to open.
The consent condom.
Four?
Yes, the consent
it's
condom.
It's called the consent condom.
Yep.
Alyssa, so context, babe. Imagine there's a box, okay? It looks kind of like this
I
phone.
Don't know what those are. We have three kids.
There's
so.
Four. Yeah.
Nice.
No, we're not going in that car. Anyway, so it's a box, and it's got four buttons on it, right?
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it takes, you got to push four buttons at the same time to
so
do it.
So it's like a lock box?
Basically.
Yeah. So it's a consent condom.
Oh my
but
God.
My thing is this. Do they really think people are so dumb? We have 10 fingers. They really think that we can't open that box
yeah.
by ourselves?
Yeah.
Look, man, if you want to have sex with somebody, you're getting that box open. You're going to break it?
But
mm-hmm.
if every condom is
Jesse
like that,
has no idea what we're talking about. Jesse's
sense,
never even seen a condom.
Because you can just buy another... Well, brand.
What doesn't make sense is that, like, is this supposed to prevent, like, rape or something? Because like, of consent? Pretty sure the guy that's raping isn't worried about a condom.
Their
right?
slogan is, there's two things you should always have before having sex. A condom and
fingers?
Consent. Oh,
not like that.
Phrasing.
Like to open the box.
Phrasing, babe. Wow. Wow, wow.
Well, we're done.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the podcast, everybody. So, okay, yeah, that's dumb. You know, I see where they're going, I guess, but that's really, really dumb. So let's go into something else that I found. And this is something really interesting that I want to talk about. So you can go find this picture on Fox and Friends First IG account. Because I really feel like you need to see it. So I'm going to show it to everybody here. Look at Bernie Sanders smiling.
Looks so slick.
He has no eyes.
Oh.
And I commented this. Everybody's commenting about the caption. I commented, am I the only one that sees that his eyes aren't there? Am I the only one that sees? So the point of the post was to say that now the Democrats have already wanted to lower the voting age to 16.
Mm-hmm.
They want illegal immigrants to be able to vote. Now, Bernie Sanders is coming in and he's saying that he wants to allow convicted felons, not out of jail, but in jail, to be able to vote in federal elections to include the presidency, right? Because he's so afraid that he's going to get just landslided that he wants 16-year-old kids, mm-hmm. he wants illegal immigrants, and he wants convicted felons to vote. So I say
makes
this,
sense.
Nothing screams America. Much like allowing people who can't follow the rules
yeah.
to be able to vote for the people that make the rules.
Yeah.
All right. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at right now. That's what the presidential election has turned into. When did we get into the frame of mind? You know what? I know we've been a country for, you know, 200 plus years now at this point. Our system doesn't work, so we need to change it, obviously. And letting children and convicted felons and non-citizens vote is the way to go. Alyssa, your thoughts, convicted felons being able to vote?
I think
you're a social worker. What do you think?
I am. I think it's what you just said, though. No, I mean, yeah, you're exactly right. They broke the law. That is why they are in jail. Now, when they get out, I'm okay. They need to.
It's a tough one.
Well, it depends.
Why is it a tough one?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
you can't buy a gun if you're a convicted felon.
True.
Yeah. Isn't that a right? So you have a right taken away from you when you're a convicted felon? You can't buy firearms anymore?
Yeah, I think in prison is probably different. But if it's nonviolent, you know.
The thing is, you go in, you serve your time, and then when you get out because you have served your time.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But in prison. It looks like another one where they're just trying again. 16-year-olds, illegal immigrants. I mean, it's all just another
power
for them. It's
I am pro. You know, we were just talking about, you know, Donald Trump and the, what's the name of the bill? Where
heartbeat bill?
No, they get out of prison.
Oh, yeah. The Prison Reform
Act. Prison Reform Act, yes. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm all for it, right? I'm all for them getting out of jail and having a second chance because they're, you know, they're minor offenders or whatnot, nonviolent crimes. Right. However, I'm not okay with it being just a 100% clean slate either, right? And go with me here, all right? Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. All right. Do you think that if you commit a crime and you're a convicted felon, that even though you get a second chance coming out of prison, that you should have a 100% clean slate? Or do you think that for the rest of your life, I mean, there is some penance that you have to pay because of the fact you broke the law? So let me know what you think. I'm not saying here or there. I would be very interested to hear your thoughts. So hashtag Dear America on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
If you're a convicted felon, you cannot buy a firearm. You cannot enlist in the military. So those are things that you are no longer allowed to do.
Because of
but
your
what,
choices.
What about this,
because
Graham,
of your choices.
What if a kid, like 18-year-old kid, is growing a little weed plant in his closet? He shouldn't ever be able to defend himself again or be able to vote on anything in our country. He's like, he made a mistake when he was young, but is the rest of his life
to me,
damned because
to
of
me,
that?
It's the same issue as the abortion argument. Well, Graham, what about rape or incest? Right?
I think so, it's more than 1%.
So there's always going to be, but it's not the majority.
Yeah.
And
if it was 30%?
And I'm just saying, I would like to, I will say that I haven't looked at the figures enough
to say
what is the percentages of nonviolent crimes, you know, as opposed to violent crimes that get out, blah, 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 right? So I don't know. To me, it's kind of a toss-up. And so we'll put this to the American public. Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think. Should felons... Convicted felons, especially behind bars, but in general, should convicted felons be allowed to vote in federal elections? All right. So let's lower and limit it to that. Federal elections. Should convicted felons be allowed to vote behind bars or out in public in federal elections? Let us know what you think. Alyssa.
Yes.
What do you got?
I have a few things today, but I kind of want to start off by saying that y'all apparently are the reason that the polar ice caps are melting.
Whoa,
me?
Whoa. First of all,
masculinity.
What do you mean by y'all?
Y'all, I mean, it's y'all's fault.
Why don't you just come out and say you people?
You people. I mean, it's you people's fault. Men.
Wow.
Men are the reason the polar ice caps are melting in a recent study.
I believe it.
So,
white privilege is a myth.
Testosterone just radiating off.
Apparently, there was a study done, and it shows that y'all, if given the choice, are going to choose non-environmentally friendly options versus women who will choose the right options to help our environment. But y'all,
well, she's not wrong.
Did a woman write that article?
Oh, Jake's getting super mad. His hands were in the air.
Sweating.
He was,
is your nerve flaring up, Jake?
Just so the audience knows, it is rainy and muggy here in Mississippi.
Ugh.
And we have to turn the AC off to film, and our windows are starting to fog up.
That's probably because of me, honestly. I rated so much heat.
It is very uncomfortable in here filming this episode. Well, all's I'm going to say, Jake and Alyssa, is I think that article's right. And the reason why, I'm driving the big old jacked up truck outside. I throw paper in the garbage. I don't even know what the recycling bin is. I am 100% that guy.
It's basically saying if you're threatened, you're going to choose like to overcompensate your ego. You're going to do something that's not
environmentally
friendly.
Here's a caveat to that. So you know those little bags at the grocery store that are like cotton woven tote bags, so you don't have to use
stupid bags.
You're saving the planet because you're not using plastic.
I am
right?
saving the planet with my Girls Are Cool bag that I take to
They just came out and said that's worse than plastic bags.
No,
those tote
say
bags
it isn't
are
so.
More environmentally destructive.
Those are $10.
So all you entitled women out there carrying those bags thinking you're saving the world.
Graham, do you remember when
worse.
I was pregnant? My big blonde.
Oh,
moment.
Yes. Okay. Let me tell the story because it goes along with what you're saying. So my beautiful wife, when she was pregnant, and there is such a thing, what do they call it? Pregnant brain? What is it?
Yeah, you're stupid when
you're
pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you said not me. All the ladies listening, my wife said that.
They all know.
She said the it's words hormonal. Did not come out of my mouth. So we are checking out at a Walgreens. Okay, and we're standing there, and my beautiful wife, the lady checking us out goes, do you want me to put that in a plastic bag for you? And my wife, without missing a beat, goes, no, thanks. I'll save a tree today. And me being the loving husband I am, I look at her with such disgust right there in front of God and man and everybody.
I didn't even catch it until we were out of the store. Like,
you
what? I'm saving
waste
a tree.
Of human space. Did you really just say that?
Right.
I do so many bad things to Alyssa. It's not funny. We go through drive-thrus, and I like to mess with the people in the drive-thru line, and people are listening right now. What the crap does this have to do with anything? Well, I'm going to tell you it has to do with it. I deserve Husband of the Year awards, and I'm going to tell you why. So we go through the drive-thru, and we'll be ordering, and the people will go, can I get a number two, with a Coke for her? And they'll go, would you like to make that a medium or a large? And I'll pause and I'll go, you know what? It's our anniversary today. Why don't you go ahead and make that a large for the little lady in the car here? She deserves something special for dealing with me. So the funny part about this story is, so I do this at a Wendy's and we pull around. And by the time we get to the window, this black lady in this window is waiting on me, buddy.
She is livid.
And she is giving me this, you sorry mofo looking kind of thing. And she goes, baby, here, why don't you take one of these Frosties for free, buying you a large for your anniversary? Poor girl, you da-da-da-da. We got a free Frosty
out
of that.
And I felt so bad because
and
we
I,
didn't deserve that
Alyssa
free Frosty.
Alyssa is mortified, and I am looking at her like, I am a genius.
Right.
We are doing this everywhere because they gave us free food out of this.
It was awful. So don't try that. And she was so sweet.
Don't do it in small towns because there's only so many times you can go.
Yeah.
All right. So back to serious things. I want to put, and I'm going to go ahead and preface this. This is going to make some people mad, but I am opening this up for the public. Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think about this. Are you guys ready?
Yep. Ready.
Okay. Don Lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Or Don Lemon, whatever the crap people want
like
to call
him. I like Don Lemon.
I like Don Lemon because it sounds like a dummy like he is. All right. Don Lemon announces his engagement to long-term partner Tim Malone. Okay.
Tim Cracker Malone.
All right. So I'm not saying this is not about gay marriage. This is not what this question is about. Mm. All right. Tim Malone, for those of you who can't see the picture, is a white male.
Okay.
Evil.
Didn't Don Lemon say that the greatest threat to America is white males?
Well,
so he's marrying the greatest threat to America?
Like me and Dylan were saying, as long as he's not Christian. If he's
an
atheist, I think it's,
that's it. Christian white males. You're right.
An atheist white.
So hashtag Dear America. Is this not hypocritical? You can't go on national TV and be like, white men are tearing this country apart.
If I was dating a black girl and all I did every day was
talk how
people,
bad black women were.
Oh my gosh.
I have a question. In a gay marriage, this is an honest question. In a gay marriage, will they take Lamon's last name? Or do they do like a hyphen name?
They get to decide, I think.
Oh, I would take Lamon.
I don't care.
I like Lamon.
I don't care. Do what you do. I don't care. People are like, oh my God, Graham, did you just say? No, I truly am indifferent to it. I don't. I literally don't care. Whatever you want. And people crack me up when you say, no, I just truly don't care about it. Oh my God.
You don't care?
You don't care? No, I don't. I don't care. Weed is another thing. I don't care. Like, I truly am indifferent to the whole weed debate. I'm exhausted over the weed debate. And I say that because you brought it up earlier. I don't care. If you want to smoke weed, cool.
Well, it's only a matter of time before it's legal.
I don't do it because it's illegal here.
Right.
Can I say that if I lived in Colorado or whatever and it's perfectly legal to smoke weed? I don't know. Maybe I would. Maybe I wouldn't.
Well, I would
Graham,
not.
That would be awesome.
We should move the show to dear America.
I was going to say, his pants would be so cold.
I would be eating right now. I eat a lot as it is.
You might lose your edge.
Yeah, I feel like you would.
That's true. I wouldn't be irritable enough. No, but I don't care. So let's keep it moving here. There's a lot of little things to talk about. So Joe Biden, multiple people have now come out talking about Joe Biden. And the president last week released a doctored video that was hilarious of Joe Biden basically feeling on himself. SNL got involved in it and talking about what was his name?
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Kind of funny until
it
about
is
halfway.
Super funny in the beginning. He's like, what if I just want to sniff him? Yeah. I like to sniff him, you know, kind of thing.
At Ancestry.com, I'm 1% Eskimo, so I can give you an Eskimo kiss.
I think it's great. So the title of this episode is Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Filthy animals.
Yeah, filthy animals. So, you know, hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think about Joe Biden. I think that it's only a matter of time before something bigger comes out about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I know that his people have said that he has no intentions of withdrawing from the race. I wouldn't be surprised if Bernie Sanders paid these women to go against Joe Biden so he gets the nod. I don't know.
It's just strange.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's creepy old grandpa. It's like, where are the kids? Oh, they're with Grandpa Joe. Get the kids!
Yeah. That's how they reference him, too. They're like, oh, he's just like a grandpa. He's just,
grandpa never was handsy like that.
But he's not your grandpa.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if your grandpa is, like, super affectionate to you. Yeah, it's still like, oh, grandpa, come on.
Yeah, you smell.
But it becomes a whole different issue when you're not someone's
your grandpa.
Yeah. All right. So back to the to the latter part of the episode title, you filthy animals. So this is one, I guess this is kind of like the biggest point before we get all to the other little things that we have to talk about is over the weekend. Actually, I think it started around Friday. Some idiot, some fake news, no integrity, lying pieces of garbage, Democratic liberal journalist. I think I cover it.
Is that
everything?
All?
You get it. I got it.
Did I say dumb?
Yep.
No, I don't know. I
said stupid, not dumb. So
stupid,
I'm going to say dumb. All right. So they post a year-old video of Donald Trump, and they doctor it, all right? Like they cut it to just a certain part, and they make it seem like Donald Trump is saying anyone seeking asylum is
an animal,
right? So it goes super viral, millions of views on Twitter. The whole world is erupted, but that's not what actually happened. First of all, this is a year-old clip, all right? And he was talking about MS-13 gang members. Now, this is what I want to talk about and open it up to the table when I say this. What bothered me the most was even when the truth came out that people were saying that this was about MS-13 gang members, dumb people came on Twitter, to include David Hogg and his genius, saying that some guy, I don't remember what his name is, he's not that important, but he had 104,000 likes on a Twitter post saying no one should call anyone animals ever. And then David Hogg goes that this is the second phase of genocide, dehumanization. Mm. All right. So I want to open it up to the floor of, well, I'm just going to say it. MS-13 gang members are animals. Period.
All right, I'll go first.
They're animals.
I think where a lot of people are trying to come from is, for example, like Crips and the Bloods, right? There's some 12, 13-year-old kid that gets drug into that. He doesn't have a dad, whatever. He becomes an animal through the stuff he has to do. Was he an animal when he joined the gang? Like, are all, you know? Yes, once at a certain point when they've been in the gang for so long and they kill somebody or whatever, yeah, absolutely. But when their kids getting pulled into that, when they don't have anything else, maybe. But to say that, you know, that's my only point, is that they're not all kids that join these gangs are animals right then, but they're definitely bred to be that.
All right, Alyssa, what do you think before I go off on a tangent here?
Yeah, I know it's coming. I'm like seeing him.
You see it in my head.
I do agree with Jake to some extent that, you know, and I see where they're coming from now. do I think they were just, was he, if anyone else had said animal, people would probably be on board with it. So I'm not sure their true intention of what they're saying about, you know, no one should call anyone an animal. Although they call everyone else a lot worse and vice versa. So I don't know why animal triggered everyone so much. But I do agree. A lot of gangs do recruit young. We all know that. But it's still choices you make. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, people do are accountable for their choices. And MS-13 is one of the worst gangs. So was he right in saying they're an animal? Yeah, I mean, yeah, they do a lot of really bad things. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those. But I get where Jake's coming from, too.
Okay. So with risk of marital issues later.
We've already talked about this one last night in the kitchen.
I'm going to say that I completely, from my perspective, disagree with both of you. And this is why. This is yet again another situation where liberals try to contort a situation and make it a different societal norm than any other thing. All right, both of you pointed out the fact of, well, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, kids get drug into it and they weren't animals before and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Name another situation in life where we deem people by what they were instead of what they are now. Right? Any other situation, you had a deadbeat alcoholic father 15 years ago, and now he's a loving father that's clean, da-da-da-da-da. You don't say, well, he was a piece of crap 10 years ago. You say, well, now he's clean and he does this right now, right? So why are we sitting here saying, well, these people weren't animals when they got drug into the game? You're right, they weren't, but they are now. They murder, rape, and chop off heads of women and kids and all this other kind of stuff. I judge people by who they are now, period. You shouldn't judge people by their past. You should only judge them by who they are now. So why are freaking MS-13 gang members different? Why is it different?
I agree with you. I think what I was saying is that's where these people saying, don't call them animals.
He was trying to give you perspective. Maybe where they
but it's a stupid argument. It's a dumb argument. And people are like, oh, Graham, you're a Christian. I love it. People always go after the Christian thing. Christian people are not allowed to have opinions. Did you guys know that?
I did, actually.
Do you know that? It's in the red words in the Bible somewhere that Christians are not allowed to have opinions on anything. All I'm saying is if you are an active murdering, rapist psychopath when you die, it's not going to go well for you in the afterworld or the heaven or hell or whatever after this world you believe in.
Well, we can't play God at the same time. You don't know at the very end of their life if they realize they did wrong. Just saying.
I would check the heart of the person that says, oh, never mind, I believe in Jesus right before they
die. But you're not God, so leave that to him.
You're right, I'm not God, and I'm not pretending to be. I'm Graham, and this is what I think.
You're not God.
So all I'm saying is MS-13 gang members, active MS-13 gang members are animals. I just hit myself in the head because I'm talking with my hand and you can't see me, but I'm gonna say it one more time for all the haters out there. MS-13 gang members are animals.
Well, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think we're disagreeing with you on that.
Were they all animals before? Probably not. But were they all in crappy situations that they had to turn to the gangs? You know, I'm not negating that either.
I'm not saying that it's not a horrible thing from circumstance and all this other kind of stuff that led them to where they are now. Mm-hmm. You can play that whole trying to understand and be empathetic to their situations and their past and all this stuff. It doesn't change the fact that they just sodomized a child and cut their head off.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can empathize, but yes, there's absolute consequences to your actions too. No one's negating that.
It's like ISIS, you know, a lot of those kids had no choice. They were brought up in it. And they turned into animals.
I'm not saying that it wasn't terrible. I'm just saying that, you know, to me, it's off of what you are currently doing. No one's looking at somebody just cut the head off of a woman and a child and going, oh, he had a bad childhood.
Well, I like how Trump's
not his fault.
Going to start classifying, you know, the cartels and stuff like that as terrorist organizations.
Good.
I think they should.
I agree.
Long time coming.
All right. Moving off of the murdering and raping of children. Alyssa, what else you got?
Oh, what do I have? Well, do you want a funny?
Sure. Yes. Let's do funny.
All right.
Change it up.
Well, you had a funny, too. Why don't you lead with your funny?
Okay. All right. Well, actually,
and I'll go after you.
Okay. I've got several, but I know the one that you're talking about. All right, everybody. So this is from the New York Post. And so some people be like, oh, well, it's not true then. I think this is true because you just can't make this up. So This comes from the New York Post out of Florida. All right, Jake, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Don't cheat, Jake. He always tries to look at my phone or something. All right, you ready? Florida man gets out of jail, immediately steals car in prison parking lot. He needed a ride.
I want to know, like, whose ride did he steal?
Wow.
What if it was...
Dude, man, talk about not learning your lesson. I mean...
He was ready to go.
No, now, I know of a lot of people that get out of jail, and they go immediately back into their criminal lifestyle. But at least get out of the parking lot, man. He probably stole one of the guards' cars.
That's what I want to know. But probably the one he hated the most.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord, man. Do you know how many steps you had to take out of the prison to get into the parking lot? It's probably about five.
Yeah.
All right? From the gate that you walk out of to go into the parking lot, it's probably about five steps. You made it five steps before you... That's you know what that is, America? That's a lost cause, is what that is. Put him right back in there and don't let him back out.
It's an animal.
That guy ain't learning his lesson. And prison rehabilitation obviously has some
working.
Holes in it, is all I'm saying. All right, Alyssa, go.
Okay. So mine is also coincidentally about something like that. So basically the story goes, police in New York were called to a mini mart where they found this guy, 23, Blake Leak, trying to break in. They chased him through the streets until both cops took a tumble. Seizing the opportunity, he sought refuge on the grounds of a large building. The building, though, any guesses?
The police department.
Happened to be the Sing Sing Maximum Security Prison. Wow. Where he was retained by a guard.
What bad luck.
Can you imagine the luck? Like, you break into this closed down building.
That's not
building
luck. And, that is karma fake. Because you are dumb.
Oh, that's fantastic
Can you imagine
that guard? Like, what? Okay. You're here. Stay here.
I like that.
Welcome, son.
I like that. Yeah, I like
welcome.
That. That's good. That's a feel
welcome
good.
Welcome home.
That's a feel good story. That's what that is. That's a feel good story. So was mine. Those are feel good. Like the world has righted itself. Kind of moments. All right, Jake. You've been kind of quiet. What you got?
Yeah, this is heartbreaking right here. It's not as funny as
your guys.
You're
going to ruin our high.
Wait, Jake. No, it's not bringing the mood down as usual.
So a Long Island mother claims her daughter,
it's always New York,
11-year-old, was not allowed to select President Donald Trump as her hero for a school project in her sixth grade class.
Really?
Yep. She instead suggested using Obama.
Are you serious?
The teacher. Yeah, I heard about this.
Wow.
Your president
cannot be considered a hero.
Really?
Like that. That's when
your
liberalism
commander in chief,
has infiltrated education and teaches. You know what is she's 11 years old, sixth grade, and they're trying to tell her.
Well, you
her
think
president?
It's you think it's bad in elementary, middle school, and high school. Alyssa, tell them what you wanted to say about our Campus Clash event. Give them context first. You want me to do it?
Do the background of Campus Clash.
All right.
Clash.
So, caveating off of what Jake just said. All right, there is a huge issue in the school systems, especially in the college world, with liberalism or leftist viewpoints being shoved down the throat.
Socialism.
Yeah, socialism of our young Americans. So, Turning Point USA is an organization I've been working with, Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens, and they do these things called Campus Clashes, where they go to universities and they have open dialogue and we welcome oppositional questions. Alyssa, take it.
Okay, so two things. So one, when we went, it was very interesting because the people who were opposing, it was just regurgitation, basically, one of them, of what their professor was saying, which is really scary. And then also they said we were supposed to have it on the Ole Miss campus. And I think they said at Lamar Hall, and it ended up, due to things, they couldn't even have it on campus. It was a tiny one, so that's why we held it off campus.
Wow.
We still had about, 200 to 300 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody shaking their heads around 200 to 300, which was a wonderful turnout for being an off-campus event. Mm-hmm. But you don't think this stuff is happening in your backyard. Ole Miss, I mean, I went to Mississippi State, woo-woo, Hail State. But,
God.
I mean, that's right up the road from us, and that is scary. And so I was telling Graham, though, it makes sense, because 10 years ago when I went to Mississippi State, I won't say who, but I had a professor who, if you did not do your blackboards in her perspective, you did not pass those classes. Now, on hindsight, I probably could have fought that. I probably should have. But a friend of mine was like, no, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to do it right. she would progress. I mean, she would fail everyone. I finally told her, look, when you get your degree, make your difference.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm sorry, and I may not should have, but I got to pass this class. And so she started tilting it to the left and saying exactly what she wanted, you know, the professor to hear. And she started making A's ever since then.
Sad.
And that was 10 years ago. So I cannot imagine how it's being shoved down throats today.
Well, and that's why Turning Point USA and organizations like it exist, right? Because there is a huge issue on college campuses. The college system is broken in general, right?
Yes.
So caveating off of that, there's another story that I want to bring to y'all's attention, and it has to do with colleges. So I'm going to try to pull this up and see if you can hear it. I think it's about a minute long. So, well, I say that, and waiting on my phone. Here we go.
This is going to make you a better doctor?
I think without a doubt it'll make me a better
doctor. How does it affect that?
For one, I won't be working while I'm in school. I can focus on learning the medicine and being good at it.
And that pressure isn't on your shoulders?
There's none.
Do you think this is going to make you a better doctor?
Yeah, I think that was it.
All right. So the context of that is, this is to talk about Bernie Sanders wanting to make college tuition free. So 60 Minutes does this interview with this guy who is in medical school, and they're basically asking him the question, do you think that if you get your tuition 100% free handed to you, do you think that'll make you a better doctor? And he says, as you heard, yes, that would make me a better doctor because there's no pressure and I can focus on the medicine. So hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think about this
discussion. So I definitely want a doctor who doesn't know how to respond under pressure.
That's my point. Okay, look, it is a proven fact.
Oh my gosh, pause.
It is a proven fact that you appreciate and you work harder and you cherish more what you have to work for, right?
Yep.
And what you have to struggle to obtain, okay? Things that are just handed to you and things that are given to you without pressure, you don't appreciate it, and you don't try as hard, and you don't earn it. And what you earn, it is a proven fact that you take it and you excel at it and you cherish it for the rest of your life.
You worked hard at
so
it.
Hashtag Dear America, do you think that college tuition should be free 100%, especially like huge things like
lawyers, doctors,
things you have to go to school for years to obtain? You want to know why I'm not okay with it? Because the amount of debt you have to incur to be a doctor, the amount of work you have to do to be a doctor, it is truly a you desire to be a doctor.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You're the kind of person I want saving my life.
You can't be just smart to be a doctor, okay? Like, you have to want it. You have to want it. You got to work while you're doing your, I don't know, your residencies and all that other kind of stuff. You got to work for it, man. Those are the people that I want operating on me.
Yeah,
I don't want dang Chuck that got it for free and he made really high on his ACT, so he figured, why not?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He's looking at his watch trying to get off work.
Yeah.
Am I off yet?
No. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. Jake, what else we got?
Let's see. Chelsea Handler was on Bill Maher the other day.
Oh, great.
And was talking about how she had to seek therapy and get on medication when Trump was elected. Trump derangement syndrome.
True adult.
Yeah, it was real for her. Even Bill Maher kind of says, you know, I've known you for a long time. Did you really have that big of an issue with it? And surprisingly, Bill Maher kind of was on our side the whole time. But
I think anytime any grown person needs therapy due to an election or something that happens on TV or anything like that, I question your adult status. Being an adult is a result of your actions, not a result of your age.
Right.
Chelsea Handler's a big old dumb baby.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah. Dumb.
Okay. Well, as a therapist, I kind of disagree, because if you are taking that so personally to heart, clearly you do need therapy because something
That's
is
a really
wrong.
Good point.
You know, you know who takes things to heart that they shouldn't? Children. You see what I'm saying? You're a big old dumb
baby.
Clearly
needs to work through some things.
You're driving around.
Yeah.
You're driving around in an automobile behind a wheel. Someone gave you a driver's license. I think she has children. God help them.
I don't think she does.
Does she not?
Probably.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
She's childless.
If she does have children, I feel really, really.
Well,
really,
I would like
really
to
bad.
Move on now.
Okay.
To the wonderful field of poaching. Let's talk about poaching, shall we?
Poaching, not a poached
egg. No, like
poaching.
Oh,
okay.
Like
all right,
hunting.
Got it.
Okay, so y'all ready?
I'm ready.
This is a really quick hitter, so we're just going to dive in. There's a rhino poacher. Okay.
Okay.
You're not supposed to poach. That's
correct. Bad. That's why it's called poaching.
But it's a rhino poacher. He was trampled to death while hunting rhino by an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And then later his remains were eaten by a lion.
I feel like it's really hard to get
murdered
by an elephant. You see what I'm saying?
Like, no, actually not.
Now,
I have been
Now hippos are, I know.
No, elephants come out. I mean, when they're going, they go.
That's African justice right there.
I agree. I think it's fantastic. I feel like they got together as like a little community, like the Pride of Lions, like the elephant. And they're like, hey, we're going to take this guy down.
My question about that story, though, was like, were there people watching? How do they know if he was eaten by lions?
I think that.
Well, if they found him, Jake, I'm sure.
Not even
but how did they know he was trampled?
They were looking for him because they were poaching, I think, him and friends. And so I guess they had, you know, the word had gotten out. They were out there. And so they found him. Oh, Graham's yelling at me not to do my shirt. Sorry.
Yeah, you're making noise with your rain.
That'd be the worst
jacket.
Way to watch one of your friends go.
Now, I don't think anyone saw it. They went out later and found him, and then it looked like a pride of lions. They'd eaten him. But I just thought it was fantastic.
Well, the animal loving world will claim justice, and so I claim again. Dumb. You got to be really, really complacent with your hunting skills to get so close to elephants that they have the ability to run over you. All right, so let's do something funny. This is about Google, and I love making fun of Google. So this is, it's got a picture of a woman intently looking at a computer. Stop trying to look at my phone, Jake.
Jake, we're going to have to move.
Jake's a big old cheater, man. All right, so you ready? Google tries to fix gender pay gap problem by investigating in their own workplace, the gender pay gap, right? All right. Google tries to fix gender pay gap problem, learns it's been underpaying men.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
I love it, man.
There's feminism.
Dude, the page gap.
Good
Lord.
You got this,
it's
babe.
Monday, guys. I'm sorry. Wage gap is a myth.
Absolutely.
So did they up the men, or are they like, oh, job, oh, we're good?
Oh, it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
I'm surprised they didn't squash that story.
It doesn't say if the men.
Someone leaked it.
Yeah, the men. Well, this came from Republican Legion on Instagram, so they probably screenshotted it before they took it down.
What was it I told you just last night? I think it was during the presidential election, but I had never heard this story about the Google images when you.
Tell them what you did.
Hillary.
No, when you typed in idiot, wasn't it?
When you Google searched idiot,
mm-hmm. President Trump was the first one to come up, and they were saying that they manipulated it that way.
Those commies.
And so I just think that's crazy. Yeah, they can even do that.
There's also, like with Hillary, like if you type Hillary Clinton, and like I can't remember what the big word was afterwards, that she was in like internet email or whatever, email server. None of that. You literally got to type the whole word out.
Oh, like before it ever even popped up?
Yeah. They're like trying to cover her.
I need to talk to them about like doing a workup on me that's like awesome. They can twist it that way.
Do you have any more stories, Alyssa?
Oh, I mean.
Because I've got some that I want to bring out. And so
you
but,
can. The only
but as a true Southern gentleman, I give it up to you.
You're so sweet.
My love.
No, you could go ahead. I'm curious.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I enjoy people making fun of famous people. Like, it's something that brings me great joy. This has 306,000 likes on Twitter. And it's got the picture of Mark Zuckerberg for you guys to see when he was testifying in front of Congress,
an
right?
Alien.
He looks.
So this guy captions it, and you know, again, this has no importance whatsoever. This is purely for entertainment purposes. So if you haven't already, just Google Mark Zuckerberg testifying Congress, just something like that, and you will see a weird photo of him pop up. And this guy says, Mark Zuckerberg always looks like the guy in a zombie movie who's been bitten but is trying to keep it a secret from everybody.
That is hilarious.
That's the most accurate thing that I've ever heard.
It's very specific, too.
Now look at his face after I've told you that.
You do,
I'm totally fine, guys.
I'm good. I'll watch the kids. Don't worry.
All right.
So, Alyssa, tell us yours, and then I have one thing I want to end this thing out on.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to tell you my Army wife story.
Oh, okay. So, go for it.
Okay, so over the weekend, I said, you know, you're a military wife. I don't know if police wives are the same way or not. Spouses.
I don't think it's the same. Okay. As far as the story
telling. So in the military words, you have to use your husband's social for pretty much everything, right? Like everything. So I am applying for a new licensure, and I called them, and they were like, hey, what's your social? So I told them. And they're like, we can't find you. I said, well, I know you can find me because I looked you up last week and I was in there.
So long
story short, they found me and they started going, I'm not going to say it, don't freak Graham, but like 4277777. And Graham looked at me and I looked at him and I said, don't say anything. So apparently I had given them my husband's social and not my own social because I am more used to saying Graham's social because you have to use it on everything instead of mine. So
you didn't know that.
That
I was
my blonde moment.
An educated
of the
doctor. All right. So two final things to end this out. So one last funny thing, and then I want to get into a serious thing to end this out on. Jake's rolling his eyes because we're running a little long, but I don't care. This is my show.
All right.
ABC News reports. Facebook announces new steps to fight revenge porn on its platforms, including an option to provide a photo proactively to Facebook so it does not get shared more widely. So pretty much Facebook has created a platform to where if you just send them your nudes.
Send us your nudes.
What?
That if anyone ever posts your nudes on Facebook, it recognizes your body and it won't let it post.
What happens if you lose weight?
Can you imagine? What?
The guy who started that program.
That's what you took out of that? Are you kidding me?
The guy who started this program, he's like, guys, I got a great idea for stopping revenge porn. Just send them all to me.
Just send me the nudes.
Yeah, and I'll check them all.
Can you imagine hiring for that job?
Yeah. I'll recognize it.
Would you consider yourself a Pornhub pro? All right. So let's do this right now. So first of all, we want to do what are we calling this segment of the week?
We haven't decided. Maybe you can hashtag Dear America, Hero of the Week, Patriot of the Week.
Yeah, Patriots of the
Good
Week
news
or something
of the
like that.
Good News of the Day.
So we want to give a huge shout out. We are here in Mississippi to the 155 BCT. It is the largest National Guard unit in the state. They all just got back from their deployment. So thank you guys.
Woo! Especially Nevin and Art and Sean. We've missed y'all.
You guys rock.
And to end this segment out, hashtag Dear America, I want to know your thoughts. I got into a Twitter argument literally just 2 hours ago.
Shocking.
So I commented under Melissa Milano.
Melissa Milano.
She tweeted, good morning. It's a beautiful morning. Smile, da 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 da. And I commented, I am smiling. Many states are adopting their own versions of the heartbeat bill, Baby Lives Matter.
You went there.
I went there. And so somebody without fail commented underneath me immediately and says, typical white man who never has to worry about rape or incest. Typical.
What?
All right. So, and then of course, me being me, I make a video really quick and I post it on Twitter. So basically, here's the thing I want to end it on. If you're going to come at me with a comment or something like that, if you're going to come at me, then make sure if you're trying to prove your point that you are not trying to prove your point with it's in the range of 0.5% to a max range of 1.5% of all abortion cases are rape or incest related.
Mm-hmm.
So do you realize how stupid you sound as a person who claims morality? That you are basing murdering children around 0.5 to 1.5%. Name me another situation where we justify our reason to do something based on 1.5% of the issue.
Yeah.
Can you name that at all? Hashtag Dear America, I challenge anyone to prove me wrong in this point. Name another time. What, really? 98.5% are just because you're selfish and you had sex and you're just a sorry excuse for a person and you don't want to take responsibility for the result of your actions. Mm. You kidding me? There's adoption. There's all these other things, man. People will pay a lot of money for you to have that baby so they can have it. And look, a lot of people are like, oh, what about the foster system and stuff like this? I'm going to say this as Alyssa rolls her eyes. That child still has a chance in the foster system.
Right.
They do. I'm not saying that it's not horrible.
I'm not saying
that it's not a bad situation. I'm saying at least they have a freaking chance, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm not rolling my eyes at that.
And so everybody that's like, so you're just going to put them in the foster system? Yeah, because they're alive. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, hashtag Dear America, let me know what you think. Jake is telling me that is getting close to the end of our show. Thank you guys so much for listening to this.
Jake.
If you are listening to this podcast right now, make sure you subscribe and rate us. I would love to get 1,000 ratings in the first month. That'd be awesome. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa, but not like Alyssa Milano spelling. It's E-L-L-I-S-A Allen, the number 10. Isn't that right?
And that's on what?
Oh, Instagram.
I'm trying to teach her, guys. Facebook. She's still learning.
Look,
this
I'm new
whole,
to this. I don't have a degree in journalism or
people. You gotta tell
broadcasting.
It's not journalism. It's
I'm
a social
saying.
Media page. What are you
social
talking
worker.
About?
This all is right, enough,
Jake.
All
right, all right. You can find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
Oh, that sounded much better. I gotta do that.
Yeah, you gotta tighten up. All right, guys, that is it for us on this episode of the Dear America podcast. You can find me on Graham Allen pretty much anywhere. Thank you for listening, and bye-bye.
Later.